This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Ah, those prestidigitators at the Federal Reserve. They wave their hands or wrinkle their noses like on Bewitched, and shazam, they create money. With the Fed set to start winding down its economic stimulus this month, what about the $4 trillion the Fed has magically created out of thin air? With fewer bonds to buy for the stimulus, the money will be burning a hole in America's pocket. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, for just this problem, the Fed has developed a new set of tools.
All right, let's start with some magic. The Federal Reserve has this magic ability to create money. It's been doing this a lot to pay for bonds and securities to juice the economy. Peter Fisher used to actually do this when he worked at the New York Fed. He's now a senior fellow at the Tuck School of Business.
The Fed would call up banks and say, we'd like to buy some bonds today.
The Fed takes the bonds and pays the bank by putting money into the bank's reserve account, which is like a bank account for banks. In 2006, there was about $13 billion of extra money in there. Now it's around $2.5 trillion. And here is where some people start to get nervous.
If the economy were to start accelerating very quickly, then all this money the Fed's created, banks could lend that money out. And the concern about inflation would come from that activity happening in a very rapid way.
Fisher doesn't think this will happen, mind you, and neither do a lot of economists.
The textbooks need to be rewritten.
Joseph Gagnon is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Normally, the Fed would have to destroy all that money it created, sell off assets, or otherwise just delete the cash out of the economy. But he says in 2008, Congress gave the Fed a power that changed everything.
The main thing is that the Fed can pay interest now on reserves, which it couldn't before.
The banks aren't going to lend those excess reserves out. Why would they when the Fed is paying to keep them there? Not only that, says Gagnon, but those interest rates the Fed pays banks affect the interest rates that banks then charge everyone else.
The Fed can pay a higher rate and no one's going to lend to anyone else at a lower rate because you can lend to the Fed with no risk. And so that's going to be the lowest rate in the economy.
What this means is that the Fed has a new power to control interest rates and inflation that has nothing to do with how much money it's created. Now, whether that is a magic bullet or magical thinking, we'll all find out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.